the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no more.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and if you want to get in contact with me, you can write me via email at bruce@brucesalen.com or follow and bother me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is an expert speaker and leader in men's issues. He is the founder of BetterMenCoaching.com. He is based in Agoura Hills, California, though he consults all over the place, and he does an annual retreat that is not to be missed for men, and he is on the line with me right now. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
So how are you?
I'm tired.
Why?
I work hard.
Oh, well, that's good.
Towards the end of the week, you know, when you work hard, sometimes you get tired.
You know, for me, my week peaks on Thursday between doing the radio show in the morning and then I do dad chat at night. And so I obviously understand being tired. And because I do social media, and I assume the same is somewhat true for you, we could work every day of the week. We could do work, you know, any hour of any and every day. And it's one of the challenges when we've got independence like we do and work for ourselves is finding that balance of letting go and making time for ourselves, for others, for friends, for family. I'm sure you occasionally struggle with that.
Well, you got to have boundaries for sure. And I think everyone does, whether you have your own business or you work for someone, you have to have your own boundaries. And, you know, in the work that I do, I call them nuts.
Right.
Non-negotiable, unalterable terms. And men and women, they're afraid to have them. They fear losing. They fear disaster. They fear being on the streets. You know, there's a lot of fear. But it's critical because if you don't have those boundaries, if you don't know what your nuts are, you're constantly compromising or allowing yourself to be compromised, and you know it'll make you unhappy and resentful.
Well, I don't know if you know it, but that is our topic on Dad Chat tonight: how to set boundaries. And I've never gotten you to participate in a Dad Chat, but
I'm too busy working.
I know, but maybe this could enhance your work, and I could come by your office someday, going to and from Santa Barbara, and give you a little tweet lesson. I actually think you'd enjoy it a lot. And I also think it would be a valuable tool for your work, but that's another discussion.
Yes,
so let's talk about sports. You know, of course, that my sport of choice, and I would do it year-round if I could, is skiing. And behind that used to be tennis. Now it's a golf and a little bit of tennis. Plus, I like to work out. My boys did not take to sports. I tried introducing them to not only the ones I liked, but any and every sport I could. And one of the lessons of parenting I got from that is not to force your children to do the things you want them to do. But I do believe that given the way schools are now, that sports provide a really healthy outlet. And my kids found basically the same thing in the fields that they really enjoyed. In one case, it was music. The other case, it's currently drama in high school. And the drama club is providing my younger son the same thing I think that being on a sports team would. But I'd be curious your take on it, having raised a boy and a girl, and what their participation has been, how you pushed or didn't push them, and your thoughts on this subject in general.
Well, both of my kids participated in sports, but they were never pushed. They seemed to enjoy it, and so we paid for it, right, and encouraged them. The only condition was that you can't quit in the middle of a season. And so that's when the lessons begin, when even as little guys, you know, you come up against obstacles or you deal with coaches that are crazy. And there were a lot of lessons for the adults around that.
Well, my older son actually had the worst coach of all. He had me. And he did quit in the middle of the season. It was a baseball season. And I did not handle it well. I let him quit. So I did not follow that rule that you wisely established. But it was during my what I call the dark days of my divorce, and a lot of rough stuff was going on, and I'm not sure I was thinking all that clearly altogether at that time. But I think you're right. Quitting is not an option or an appropriate option when they make a commitment to a team.
Right. And so, you know, all the lessons that come from that in terms of counting on each other and trust, and they're all there to learn. I mean, like, you know, we don't always take advantage of all those, but those are lessons that we have to learn over and over again. And so, you know, sports is great. You know, unfortunately, like, when I was a kid, the school offered all the sporting activities, right? We didn't have to do all this club.
You say unfortunately. You mean unfortunately now it's not that way.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. That same thing, obviously, for me. It was not extracurricular. It was curricular.
Right.
It was part of the school.
All of it was.
Yeah, and music was.
Music and theater.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's a shame these days. And, you know, financially, it means a lot of people can't even participate.
Well, there's the sports that cost a lot of money, and then there's soccer. There's a reason soccer is the world's most popular sport. There's almost nothing required to participate in soccer. And I'm not being funny. I've often thought about, why is soccer the world's most popular sport? Because all you need is a flat piece of ground and anything that you could kick around. Ideally, obviously, a soccer ball, but you could kick around something else, a tennis ball. It doesn't matter. Yes, doing ice hockey or ski racing or ice skating is potentially financially prohibitive. But if you really want your kids to get in sports, there's plenty that they could do. Track and field require shoes. So,
well, you know, there are people in different parts of this country whose kids can't afford to play on the football team, who can't, they can't afford the $80, you know, participation fee, or the $100 shoes. I mean, there are kids who can't afford it. And
I'm not disputing right. that. And it's a shame that that's limiting them. A horrible shame.
Yeah. And in lower income communities, that sports team can mean like the absolute difference in their lives. And it is a shame with what's going on that a lot of kids are not being able to afford to participate.
Well, I said in segment one that I don't talk about politics, but I would blame politics for some of the changes in our educational system without getting into details. And we obviously agree that it's not a good development that sports have been removed from many of the programs at schools, along with other of the things that I think really were valuable. Music being one of them. Music is just long gone from schools.
Yep.
Art, too, for that matter. And many shops. They don't have the number of shop classes that they did when we were in high school.
That's for sure. I mean, I took home ec.
And you still can't cook.
I did sewing and cooking, and I did metal shop and wood shop. Yeah, those things have changed remarkably. So.
Yeah, I did metal and wood shop, and I remember a typing class. I don't know
sure.
if they learned typing or they just somehow. I don't think they're taught formal typing. The kids all type unbelievably fast on their phones, so somehow they're just picking it up. But I don't know if it's taught anymore in school.
But the lessons from sports are fantastic, and you know, plus the exercise. And you know, we know now that so many of our kids, because of all the crap we're eating in this country, they're not getting the exercise they need, and obesity is an issue. So, I mean, it hits a lot of important things, right?
Indeed, it does. We are rapidly ending our segment, Wayne, so why don't you give us any information you'd like to share as far as contact? And I didn't mention your book in the opening, so you might want to quickly mention it.
Right. Well, I have a new website at bettermancoaching.com, and there's a lot of good information on there for women and men who want to make some changes, how women can support them. And you can pick up a copy of my book there, hard copy, and then the e-versions and the audio versions, and find out about our annual retreat that will be happening in Santa Barbara in September of this year at bettermancoaching.com.
Thank you, Wayne. We will talk next week.
Thanks,
and stay tuned for Spiritual Rap with Pastor Drew Sands.
Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up. It can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.